Good morning, my friends. Welcome back. Today we'll continue sitting mindfully with the second quality that follows great faith, which is known as great doubt. Doubt that something we believe in is actually real, present, or cares in the least about us. Doubt that we can do what it takes to walk this path and be a loving force in our own lives. Doubt about things as yet unknown and unseen. In this case, great doubt does not imply skepticism. It really is a state of intense curiosity, perplexity, serious inquiry, and intense questioning. It is a highly charged version of what we call beginner's mind, a state in which we approach something that we're experiencing with mindfulness, awareness, labeling, releasing, and persevering. Remember, you cannot do this practice in any way that is wrong. There is no wrong. The only truth is practice. And in practice, our capability grows to practice within and in our world. The doubt arises and stems inevitably from great faith. Throughout the Psalms, we hear this as the psalmist cries out as he experiences the absence of God, or so it seems. We see it in Job, who descends into greater angst and despair and anger as his physical and mental condition deteriorates one after the other. Great doubt arises from great faith. It is in practice of mindfulness and meditation that faith and doubt come together. As we become steadier and our mind becomes more settled, there is the possible opening to a deeper level of quiet and steady awareness. The realization that this very moment at any time is life, and we become more able to accept it along with our doubts in its imperfections and in those things that we used to rail against or cling to. This is not to say that we may not still have those feelings of standing against injustice or holding fast to that which we love. Of course we do. But we become aware at a deep level that faith and doubt live in the same space, one feeding the other. So let us sit quietly in the faith that this practice will grow and produce a sense of steadiness in this life and faith in the process of ongoing creation and the presence of the divine in everything. Breathing, steady, feeling the heaviness of the body when you breathe out completely and breathe in again. Let us sit together in that breath practice. Consider as you sit, what is it in life that gives you doubt? that what you believe in with all your heart and mind and spirit just may not come about, or may be lost. In what do you have faith? And when do you doubt it? Consider this as we sit on a personal, national, internal level. In what do you have faith? And when do you find yourself in cynicism or doubt? Bring to mind a recent experience where these two aspects of the spiritual path came right on top of each other, and how that felt, perhaps jarring to you, as it does to many of us. The doubt, without mindfulness, creates anxiety. And with mindfulness, that very doubt can create greater faith as it circles back around to what you believe in and in what way that belief and that faith will help you to persevere with obstacles and doubt. Do you begin to see how they strengthen each other? They are two parts of a whole, somewhat like love and longing. Longing is painful, and love is joyful and heartfelt. And these two qualities live side by side in any deep love relationship, including that with God and the person to whom you are closest in this life. Great faith and great doubt. As you go out today, become aware and look for this process. Look for and notice those times when suddenly you feel cynical, angry, discouraged by something you see, unbalanced by uncertainty. And then turn yourself to the awareness of what you believe about the goodness in the world that lives in our very core and our hearts. How does doubt and faith circle around in your day today? If you're aware, I'm certain you'll find at least one time that you can say, oh, yeah, that's it. And hold both of them without judging either, as part of a whole, where great faith strengthens great doubt, and great doubt reaches out with all its strength to great faith. Take it with you. When you're ready, open your eyes. Namaste. Amen.